Ace Podcast.
10, 9, 10, we have ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And we're coming to you live just outside of Nashville, Tennessee from the beautiful Leeberry Complex on a bit of a rainy day.
Kind of rainy.
But we've got some stories. We got a lot of stories.
I hope we got stories.
And the first, have you got our top story there, Craig?
I got it right here.
Go.
Top story. Father unwittingly drove daughter to bank that she robbed.
He did.
That's what I just said, isn't it?
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
A man driving his daughter to... This one came from Glenna. We don't talk about her.
You're talking about your wife, Glenna?
We don't talk about her. She found this.
I didn't bring it up. I never bring Glenna or Lori up. It's okay. Always you, it appears.
A man driving his daughter to a bank robbery told authorities he thought he was driving her to a job interview.
She's interviewing to be a robber.
When the woman returned to her father's SUV with a large amount of cash, the father later told authorities he thought his daughter had gotten an advance payment at the new job, according to the report.
He said, "You wait here. I'm gonna go apply now."
I know. It's like, I didn't know they give you like $1,000. The robbery happened at about 4 p.m. Thursday, authorities said. Chelsea Wilson, 24, of Hollywood. What if it's the Hollywood, if it's in Florida?
Know.
No, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Walked into the bank wearing an outfit that included a red wig, hat, and sunglasses. Now, shouldn't dad realize?
Absolutely.
Honey, are you going to wear that? Are you going to go out to that job interview looking that way?
Dad, I heard they like redheads. Yeah. They hire them a lot.
She handed the teller a note that read, this is the best. Ready?
Yeah.
Dear teller. No, I didn't say that. I just want to make it sound better. You have exactly 1 minute to give me all of your $50 and $100 bills from both drawers or I will shoot you.
Ding!
No die packs. No alarms, follow these instructions, and no one will get hurt. Act normal.
Wow.
That's a pretty good note.
Yeah.
Wilson got, ready?
Yeah.
How much do you think she got?
I'd say probably a couple thousand with all the hundreds and fifties.
Couple hundred.
What?
$300.
Wow.
She sprinted through the bank parking lot into a black SUV waiting in a nearby supermarket parking lot. Authorities thought the robbery seemed similar to three previous bank robberies. Daddy, this is my third interview. Please take me. In one of those cases, a man called the FBI and said the bank robber he saw in a news report looks like Wilson and an acquaintance.
Wait, the volleyball with the handprint?
Yes.
Oh.
Agents on Thursday went to her home in Hollywood and found a 1995 black Jeep, black Jeep Cherokee registered to Wilson's father along with Wilson and her father. He was just sitting there with the volleyball.
He had the wig on at this time.
Yeah. Wilson told the agents that she had committed four other robberies. She also handed over a red wig, tan hat, and clothing that appeared similar to that worn in the last robbery. Wilson said she used the money to buy groceries, according to the report. She made a brief appearance in federal court in Fort Lauderdale on Friday and will remain jailed at least until detention hearing on Wednesday. The Federal Public Defender's Office, which does not comment on pending cases, was appointed to represent her.
So I wonder if her dad got in trouble, because he has an excuse. He thought it was
I don't know how he gets himself out of that, though.
Well.
I mean, every single time he was the getaway driver.
Okay, I got another robbery report. You ready?
Okay.
Headline is, New York boy, age 12, demands chicken nuggets at gunpoint.
He wants them to give him chicken nuggets at gunpoint?
He was hungry.
I want you to aim the gun at me and give me...
A 12-year-old boy.
What if they made a gun that shot chicken nuggets?
Oh, my gosh. We could have some fun with that.
Low caliber, of course.
Yeah, and low calorie. That's
low caliber.
A 12-year-old boy.
The heat may just turn it back into purple slime.
Oh.
Or is it pink slime?
It's pink.
Pink.
Nastiness. A 12-year-old boy is accused of pulling a gun on a girl and demanding one of her chicken. Just one? If you're going to pull a gun, take all of them.
I don't know what's more interesting. The fact this 12-year-old had a gun with him, or that he's using it to heist chicken nuggets from other kids.
He saw it in a movie once. They say he asked for a nugget in a McDonald's fast food outlet in Harlem.
In a what?
McDonald's.
A what?
McDonald's.
We've talked about this before.
Fast food outlet in Harlem on Tuesday. When she refused, "You can have my nuggets." He is then alleged to have followed her to a nearby subway station. What, she going to eat a sandwich
too? I guess
too?
He was going to take her sandwich at gunpoint.
and held the gun to her head. She pushed the gun away.
That's a kid that needs a nugget. You think it was like a life-saving nugget?
How brave is she? She just pushed the gun away and got on the train. He was later taken into custody, police said. You can't have my nuggets or my Subway sandwich. The New York Police Department says the gun was not found, and it remains unclear whether it was real or a replica. The boy was released on Thursday, and the case has been referred to the family courts. So,
how desperate.
He had to be starving.
He loves nuggets.
He does. He's crazy about
He's hooked on nuggets. Hey.
Yeah.
So, you did this to me this week, actually. You send a text to somebody by accident. You meant to send another conversation.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah. Don't do it if you're in the crystal meth delivery business.
Really?
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
I'll try
to remember that.
Because this one is about a Louisiana man who accidentally texted sheriff's deputy about a crystal meth delivery.
Hey, man, where's my meth,
oh,
cops?
So what do you do? Go, oh, sorry, wrong conversation. Nothing.
No, I meant crystal meth.
I meant that Pepsi crystal stuff. What's that stuff they sell? This happened in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Pierre Part. That sounds weird.
How you going down to Louisiana?
Wow, you just got Cajun on me.
I did.
You went all Cajun up in here.
I did.
A Pierre Part man and somebody's going to tell me I'm probably saying that wrong. Pierre Part doesn't sound right. Is it probably like Par? Pierre Part? Whatever.
How do you say New Orleans?
New Orleans.
There you go.
A guy down in Louisiana is behind bars after reportedly texting an Assumption parishes. They call those, like, we have counties, they have parishes.
I dropped an Elvis quote on you.
What'd you say?
You said down in Louisiana. I said close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods near the Evergreens.
Maybe it was because I was trying to read a story and you were being rude and interrupting. So, according to the sheriff's office, ready?
Yeah, I've been ready.
Dwayne Hebert,
hey,
39.
Hebert.
Was out of jail on a $90,000 bond after his arrest in November for operating a meth lab out of a boat.
Uh-oh.
Friday Eve, I guess if you get caught, you just put holes in the boat and it just sinks and you're...
I ain't got no meth lab.
Yeah, no meth lab.
All I got is this life preserver.
Friday evening, he reportedly sent a misdirected, that's in quotes, text message to a sheriff's deputy arranging to deliver the methamphetamine. The patrol officer agreed to meet Hebert.
Sure, I'll take your meth.
At the location discussed in the text, then he mobilized the narcotics division to assist. When Hebert showed up, he was arrested on charges of possession of a firearm in the presence of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, and two counts of resisting an officer. Deputies seized an undisclosed amount of crystal meth and two firearms. No bond has been set Hebert as
Hope
of Tuesday
not.
Afternoon.
So you think this, first of all, had he been texting the sheriff?
How does he know text?
How
does he know the sheriff's number?
That's what I'd like to know. And if I send a misdirected text, which I am prone to do, I've already been texting with somebody. That's how
right,
it happens.
Right.
So
maybe the town's so small, everybody knows everybody.
Maybe.
And then you would think that'd be the worst town to want to be a meth dealer.
Hey, guess where we're headed now?
Oh, no.
We're going to Australia, mate, for this headline, right?
That's not a snake.
We haven't had an Australian story in quite a bit.
Thankfully. You notice that Australian numbers are going down.
No. Carpet pipe.
Not really, but...
Headline is...
I was going to do that. See how long you'll do that.
Headline is... Carpet python found hiding in Australian woman's leaf blower.
What's a carpet?
Somebody on Reddit said it's a snake gun.
Nice.
It's got a leaf blower. Pow.
I get it. It just wasn't funny.
This is from Darwin. Darwin, Australia. An Australian woman was startled upon discovery.
You need to probably prime yourself. You haven't done that accent in a while, so you need to. Yeah, is that like a boomerang noise?
Yes, that was a widgie or whatever that instrument is.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah, didgeridoo. That sounded like a bad taco.
That's what a didgeridoo sounds like.
An Australian woman was startled upon discovering a carpet python and decided to make a home out of it for her leaf blower.
What?
No, the carpet snake.
You said that completely wrong.
The carpet python decided to make a home out of her leaf blower.
You said she made a home out of it for her leaf blower.
NNS snake sketches. Snake sketches.
Snake sketchers.
Those are snake skin
snickers. Sit still,
Snickers.
I can't draw your picture.
NNS snake catcher shared photos and video of the sneaky python that had curled itself up inside the lawn care tool.
The long tear.
We got a call out this afternoon for this cheeky carpet python. What's cheeky?
Cheeky?
Yeah. What does that mean? Do you know? Is that like sneaky?
You can ask Siri.
Oh, let's ask Siri.
Hey, what does cheeky mean?
Cheeky means impudent or irreverent, typically in an endearing or amusing way.
Oh, okay.
So it's an amusing snake.
Oh. So
he's irreverent.
Let me go back. We got a call out this afternoon for this cheeky carpet python hiding in a garden blower, NNS snake catcher said. The snake catcher attempted to shake the hiding snake out of the leaf blower, but the python refused to budge. I just crank that sucker up and hit high. That's the didgeridoo leaf blower. After disassembling,
I was going to see how long I could go before I blew it, like my eyeball out of my head or something.
After disassembling the tool, he gently grabbed the python by the midsection and coaxed it out of the real container.
I don't think I'd gently grab a python. I think I'd be yanking his butt out of it and throwing his stuff.
I'd just throw the leaf blower
Although
away.
Pythons, you know, they're not all bitey bite usually.
Are they not?
I don't think so. I think they're the birds just choke the life out of you.
Yeah, choky choky is what they do. They're cheeky chokers.
Cheeky chokers.
Yeah.
So irrelevant. So irreverent of them.
The startled python made a desperate lunge toward the snake catcher. That's when I quit. Ah! Who quickly dodged and placed the snake in a bag. The snake catcher estimated the carpet python was about 3 or 4 years old and simply happened upon the leaf blower while looking for a good hiding spot. Hey, this looks like a good spot. That was my snake.
That's good.
Hey, thanks.
I was trying to make you feel good.
Okay.
Hey, we don't get political here at Two Middle-Aged Dudes.
We don't get political.
But this is kind of a politically political related story.
More important, this is poopy related. Listen.
So, Ivanka.
Yeah, I like Ivanka. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that because we're not political.
But wait, that's his wife. Is it his daughter?
That's his daughter.
His daughter is Ivanka.
Yeah.
I get confused.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The name Ivanka is fun to say.
Right.
Ivanka, Ivanka.
Right.
Ivanka's heckler's husband. Ooh, I say that fast.
It's Ivanka, a tongue twister.
Ivanka heckler's husband gets poop and powder covered hate mail.
I wonder if it's poop and powder covered hate email. How do you do that?
I don't even know the story. Okay,
oh, I'm sorry,
so we can't even claim to be political about this. I don't even know what the story's about. Before I tell this story, I've never read this story. I don't know what this is about.
I have.
So get off my back already. No.
No. Jesse Waters tracked down the heckler and tried to interview him. That's all I know.
Okay, here we go. I don't even know who that is. Ready? Yeah. Here we go.
What? Waters World? You don't know Waters World?
I didn't like that movie. Ready? The Hunter College professor who was kicked off a JetBlue flight at JFK after his husband harassed...
His husband?
His husband.
There you go.
So much to be said. We're not hating.
No.
No, I'm just saying, just kind of sets the whole tone now, doesn't
it? Yes.
Was sent a pair of anti-gay hate mail letters to work, one containing white powder and the other with feces, sources told the Post. The powder has since been tested and was found to be safe. It was safe feces. A source told the Post, but the anonymous sender is still being sought in a criminal investigation. The letter sent to the Upper East Side office of Matthew Lassner also included photos of a poster board that said, said God doesn't like certain people.
Yeah.
And next time you and your
partner. They're pointing this back
not,
to Westboro Baptist, that insane.
Kind of. Yeah, right.
Crazy church.
Crazy, crazy people.
Yeah.
So basically they got some, the poster board had some really mean things on it. The frightening mail was the latest backlash against Lassner and his husband, lawyer Dan Goldstein, who have been subject to vicious tweets and Amazon book reviews since the, wow.
They've been subject to Amazon book reviews?
I was gonna say, you know, people, it's one thing. I'm gonna step out here. I'm gonna say something that needs to be said. It's one thing to send vicious tweets to people.
Yes, that's bad.
But when you start messing with their Amazon book reviews.
If you were subject to Amazon book reviews, would somebody like force you to read them? Read this.
I know. Would you? You say what you will about me through some vicious tweets, but don't you dare go near my Amazon book reviews. The Cobble Hill, Brooklyn couple were kicked off a San Francisco-bound plane by JetBlue after Goldstein yelled at the first daughter, who was sitting in the coach section as passengers were boarding. Your father is ruining the country, Goldstein scolded Ivanka, according to witnesses.
He hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, we're not going to get political. I'm going to say that shut up and give the guy a chance is all I'm going to say.
There you go.
Minutes prior, Lassner had announced Goldstein's intentions, tweeting, Ivanka and Jared at JFK T5, meaning Terminal 5, flying commercial.
Good for them.
My husband chasing them down to harass them. Okay, so... we're gonna get just slightly political
because
this is just common.
It's our podcast.
This is common sense.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't left, right, whatever. This is common sense.
Yes.
Does anything make you whiners happy? Because this girl, seriously, this girl is flying coach.
Absolutely.
She's got the money to buy the plane.
Yes.
She's flying coach, and that's not enough for you.
It's crazy.
Okay, this isn't a political thing. This is a common sense human decency thing. Leave the girl alone. She's flying coach. She could buy and sell you all day long. And you still find a moment that you could pester her.
Right, right.
If she was getting on first class with a couple of poodles and like fur coats and being all snotty and not talking
to
anybody.
Trying to light a cigarette.
And trying to be like, you know, look at me, I'm Ivanka Trump. Yeah, she's flying coach.
Yes.
She could own the plane if she wanted
and
to.
And we would say the same thing if this was Barack Obama's daughter that was being harassed.
I would
harassed.
Say it to
Absolutely.
Anybody. It's common sense. This is not a political conversation.
No.
This is what is right and what's wrong. Quit just, you're just starting fights.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm all just verklempt.
You should feel better.
Hunter, okay, here's Lassiter did not respond to phone calls and emails seeking comment, but Hunter issued a statement on Thursday. Hunter College contacted the NYPD immediately after noticing a suspicious package. This is an ongoing NYPD investigation, and Hunter is continuing to cooperate. That's really gross, Hunter's student Juliet Weiss, 18, said Thursday when told of the letters by a reporter. Regardless of political opinion, people should still be respected. It was out of line for him and his husband to confront Ivanka and her family on the plane. For them to tweet hateful things, this is not acceptable, but that doesn't make other people's hate comments about sexuality or political opinions acceptable either, she said.
Well said, 18-year-old.
That's what I said a minute ago.
That is what you said. Hey, I'm going to get back to a happier subject, Craig, if you don't mind. Headline is...
Are you going to ask me if I mind?
A Sunnyside cold case. All right? Man arrested in theft of truck filled with ice cream. You know, I'm not a robber. I'm not a thief.
Are you sure?
But if I were going to be... I would probably go after ice cream.
That's a pretty good...
Because it's like gold to me.
If you want, I could pull up to DQ. You could put on your red wig and glasses.
And run in.
And run in.
And you could just say I was getting a job interview. Hey, one of us should apply at Dairy Queen. Anyway.
We work there.
Anyway, Sunnyside, Washington. That's where this is from. A 36-year-old man was arrested Friday after authorities said he stole a truck full of Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And that's the... frankincense of ice cream.
Hey.
What?
You can't use that again.
Oh, that's right. Okay. It's the myrrh of ice cream.
Hey, so there's somebody I know that makes it's a pie, and they use melted Häagen-Dazs is the secret ingredient in it.
I don't like pie.
You'd like this.
I like apple pie.
Imagine taking Häagen-Dazs ice cream. You just said it was the frankincense of ice cream. Take that and you melt it and use that as the sugary fill, you know, the
what kind of pie?
I can't remember. It's like a coconut cream or something.
Okay,
it was something like that.
I'd eat that.
With Häagen-Dazs is the main thing.
Oh, wow. So is this...
I'll be right back.
Okay. 36-year-old man was arrested Friday after authorities said he stole a truck full of Häagen-Dazs ice cream from the loading dock at the Walmart in Sunnyside.
Wasn't so sunny on that side that day.
No, sir.
There's no Häagen-Dazs left.
No, the town cried, but he was happy. Shortly after 7 a.m. Friday, as deliveries were being made at the store, a man told employees that he was going to move the parked 30-foot semi-trailer from the loading dock, said Sunnyside Police Commander Dan Chrisman.
Semi-trailer?
Yeah. Hey, let me just move that out of your way.
Or in your
you.
Case, it was kind of a trailer. It was a semi-trailer.
I'm going to park it over there. Dude, I'm not going to take it. I'm just going to park it. About 5 minutes later, when the driver returned, the truck and ice cream, valued at $100,000, I told you it was the frankincense of ice
cream. That's a lot of ice cream.
Were gone. Video surveillance footage taken from the Walmart helped officers identify the Sunnyside man who they said stole the truck. Officers went to the suspect's home and arrested him.
The guy's name is Christmas Man?
No, it's Chrisman. Officers went to the suspect's home and arrested him without incident. He was in a sugar coma. They just picked him up.
He just came to the door and he had ice cream all over him.
He had a spoon in one ear.
He just stumbled around incoherent.
The truck was recovered at Dairy Gold parking lot about 3 miles away.
I tell you what. I mean, if you can go to the big house.
Shoot, yeah.
Go happy.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you know I like to have stories that make fun of senior citizens.
Do you really?
No.
I don't either.
But we do have a couple good ones with the squirrel and some other stuff.
Remember squirrels. Should we call Randall?
No. You remember the senior citizen when there's squirrel attack or something?
Yeah.
Senior citizen?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Christmas vacation. I can't remember.
Squirrel!
Senior citizens apartment complex bans booze following drunken antics.
Oh, there's nothing funnier than drunken
bunch
old
of drunk
people.
Senior citizens. Residents of an apartment complex for the over 55s have been banned from holding karaoke nights after allegations they became too drunk and rowdy.
I got a karaoke night. If you want my body.
Yeah, sexy. Bosses at Baskyville.
That sounds like a fun place.
Wait a minute. Let me get this out. Wait until I try to say this with a straight face.
Okay.
Bosses at Basky Field House in Stoke-on-Trent, England.
Oh, it's England.
Have forbidden residents from playing music, holding social events, and drinking alcohol in communal areas following an apparently unacceptable behavior. It follows a stand-up shouting match between two women at a Christmas party last month. They were arguing over a Christmas decoration.
One was saying, "It's a wreath." The other one was saying,
"It's a hat." Tenants at the 80 apartment complex recently bought a karaoke machine, but Sanctuary Supported Living, which runs the building, has halted the boozy occasions.
Doggone it.
In a notice to the complex's 140 residents, manager Darren Greenway said the regrettable decision was taken for the safety and well-being of residents, visitors, and staff. Mr. Greenway's notice said, "For the foreseeable future, alcoholic drinks are not to be brought into or consumed in any communal areas within the grounds of Baskyfield House." Baskyville House.
Baskyfield.
I can't say it.
You know what Baskyfield is? That's where they grow the Easter baskies.
Anyway, also no music or karaoke is to be played in these areas between 5 p.m. and 8 a.m.
Well,
unless you're Australian, then it would be 00:30. From now on, residents can only drink alcohol in their rooms. Great, we've got a bunch of sad, lonely, in the dark.
Hey, Ethel, come on up. I got some ripple.
Yeah. Dave Scott, 62, who pays £200 a week rent to live at Baskyfield House, said, "A lot of people love the karaoke nights. It was a bit of entertainment, but now there's no activities and no fun.
We're all
you come
sad.
To these places to socialize, but now it's like being at school.
And I'm about to drop out." I think that's what he said.
He's about to drop his guts.
Scott's wife's name is Dot. What if his last name was Calm?
It's a groupie.
What if his last name was Calm?
.com. Mr. Scott's wife, Dot, said, "We're being treated like children. We're used to letting our hair down in the communal areas." These communal areas really bother me. Do they bother you?
No, not at all.
Why can't they say it says social areas or public
England.
Areas? It's communal areas.
England.
Julie Swinnerton said, "People have a drink but don't get drunk. It's so petty. People in Alcatraz will treat you better."
Well, yeah.
You know why? Because they're tourists.
They can buy souvenirs.
Yes. That's why they're treated better at Alcatraz.
All right. This
we've got a DeKalb County.
Yeah, we do. This could be our DeKalb.
No, this is Georgia.
County. Oh, okay. The headline is, and this is not the strangest of stories, Craig, but it's got some funny puns in it. It's pretty punny, if you know what I'm saying. Headline is, "Loose cows cause utter chaos."
I see that.
In DeKalb County. This is from Georgia, of course, as we've already said.
We need one of those sound bites.
Okay. While most of the other local police departments were dealing with snow, ice, and other winter storm problems, the DeKalb County Police Department had an utterly different problem.
Are they in the communal areas?
Cows. The department posted the pictures Saturday morning.
The what?
The department posted the pictures.
The what?
Pictures.
Okay.
Saturday morning on Twitter. Of the 9 cows that were wandering on the roadway at Covington Highway, officers moved.
I see what they did there.
The cows off the road and finally corralled them at a Kroger parking lot using shopping carts.
And they were quickly turned into prime rib.
One cow made its way to a nearby apartment complex. Officers later were able to secure it. You're secure now, cow.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about.
The cow's owners later arrived with the trailer to pick them up. They just wanted to go play in the snow. They wanted to make snow cow angels, or maybe they wanted to make some ice cream. Cows?
I just want to know if you'll just fail on your own if I just don't say anything.
Cow's ice cream? That was good. Well, they ended up at
Move over, Aaron.
They ended
it's
up
time
at
for me to do a story.
They ended up at Kroger and drove a semi-trailer full of ice cream back to their cow's
Hi.
House.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
What up?
I'm trying to save everybody from your bed. Really, really bad.
I don't need your, you know what I don't need? Your
criticism.
Hey, I get enough of that from the wife.
I got a story here.
Lori.
I know. Shh. I got a man here that's upset over a sandwich.
Well, that's happened to me before. You know.
You've had a man upset over a sandwich?
Yeah.
Man upset over a sandwich triggers barricade situation in Dundalk.
Barricade?
Dundalk.
Barricade.
Dundalk, Maryland.
Oh. Dundalk to me.
Dundalk. An armed man. Well, I got two arms. That's
sure.
not impressive. Is upset someone took a bite out of his grill. This is, comes from Glenna.
This is from your wife,
This is
Glenna.
From Glenna we don't
you know,
speak
if
of.
If we could talk about her, I would say thank you, Glenna.
For two stories.
Two stories this week.
Episode 44 or 45, whatever this is going to go down in history as being the one that Glenna participated in and gave us two big stories.
It's too bad we can't talk about our wives on the podcast.
Hey.
Yeah.
So anyway, this guy with arms
right.
is upset about someone taking a bite out of his grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, heck yeah.
Okay.
I'd get mad too.
Yeah. So... ready for this?
Yeah.
There's an advertisement in between here. It says advertisement
it
right
does.
There. It does. So we have to, we'll be back after this. Okay. Corporal Sean Vinson
yeah.
said officers were called around 5 p.m. for a domestic dispute at a house in the 7100 block of North Point Boulevard.
You know where that is, don't you?
Yeah, it's over near South Point
Boulevard. It's right beside 700 block, 7000 block.
A woman and her daughter came to the house and told officers that shots had
good
been fired.
Grief. Shots fired.
Vinson said no one was hit by the gunfire. We do have evidence that the weapon was fired, Vinson said.
By the hole in the wall.
You're right. Police said the suspect remained inside the house alone. Vinson said the man surrendered peacefully to officers around 8:50 p.m.
Shortly after finishing his bitten grilled cheese sandwich.
I guess. Our negotiations team spoke with the man and eventually talked him into coming out of the house and surrendering peacefully, Vinson said. Vinson said it turned out that the man got upset over someone in the house who took a bite of his grilled cheese sandwich. Apparently, the man had a grilled cheese sandwich, and either his wife or the daughter, we're not exactly sure who, but
somebody.
Someone, one of the females in the house, took a bite out of his sandwich, and apparently that enraged him to the point he fired shots in the house.
Good night. Don't touch that man's food.
The man will be taken to a hospital for evaluation, you think? And he will face charges. North Point Boulevard between Kane and Eastern was shut down, and police asked neighbors to shelter in place during the incident.
Wow. All right, Craig, guess what we got now? Snakes.
Some stupid snake on a plane
snakes
story.
On a plane.
I'm Agent Neville Flynn, FBI.
Well, that's good news. Snakes on crack.
How many of these do we get? How many? How often does this happen?
Everybody buckle up.
How often does this happen?
Snakes on... Oh, headline is?
You're going to answer me. How often? It's happened three times at least.
A bunch.
You remember the wee little snake on the
yeah,
remember the one on the train with the wee little
briefcase?
His little briefcase in his hat?
This may be the same one.
Oh.
Because that snake likes
that guy
fun.
Was on a train. That guy was,
oh, that's right.
Snakes on a train.
Headline is, snake on a plane cancels Emirates flight to Dubai. An Emirates flight from Oman to Dubai was canceled after staff found a snake on the plane. Flight EK0863.
You got to be specific.
From Muscat was grounded after baggage handlers found the serpent in the cargo
hold. You said muskrat, I think.
I didn't say muskrat. I said muskat.
Is it muskat? Is it muskat?
I don't know. A spokesperson for the airline quoted the Dubai-based media, said the snake was found before passengers boarded the plane. The aircraft was searched before re-entering.
He's like, I walk up, he's like, excuse me, you're in my seat. And the snake brings out his wee little boarding pass. Snake. He's like,
sorry, mate. This is
seven
my seat.
Seven.
The aircraft was searched before re-entering service and arriving at its destination several hours later. So that was a long search. Emirates did not specify the species of the snake, nor whether it was potentially dangerous. I'll say if it's a snake, yes, it's potentially dangerous, one way or another. Comparisons with the 2006 Samuel L. Jackson thriller Snakes on a Plane, which sees passengers battle hundreds of highly poisonous snakes in mid-flight, inevitably emerged on social media.
That was
and
a stupid movie.
And on certain podcasts.
Did you see that movie?
I didn't. No. Did you?
I saw it.
Did you like it?
It was stupid.
Well,
it was entertaining, but it was just so stupid.
But it's far from the first time a snake has tried to travel free of charge on planes from warm climates. In November last year, this is the one we covered, Craig, passengers on a Mexico domestic flight were panicked by the appearance of a meter-long snake which dropped from the overhead compartment.
Yeah, that was the one recently. Then there was the one on the train.
Yes, the train.
That was the one that had his little baggage with
it. Yeah, but this one had the little hat, remember?
No, the guy on the train did too.
Did he? Well, they both had hats then.
He was excited to be going on a train ride.
Little
and they
snake
took him
hats. A 10-foot scrub python was spotted clinging onto the wing of a plane. As it made its way between the Australian town of Cairns and Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea in 2013.
Papua New Guinea.
And in 2012.
Said only in a way a guy from the Nashville area could say, New Guinea.
Animal protection officers had to rescue a young middle American smooth-scaled racer which arrived in Scotland on a flight from Mexico. That brings us to the end of this episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. Hey, I hope everybody has enjoyed the stories we brought today. We had some good ones.
I didn't.
You didn't enjoy them?
No, I did.
Well, let's try it again. Anyway, Make sure you get back here next time when you might hear Craig say,
I read part of it all the way through. Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.